Oh, hey there. Am I bothering you? No. That's great. Sorry to stop you when you're, I assume going home, but do we know each other from somewhere? No. I see. My apologies that I don't know why, but I feel like I've seen you before. Like, maybe from school, maybe work. Would you mind talking with me for a bit? That it's just really bothering me. That I feel like I really have met you somewhere. Maybe a dream. But I feel that if I don't get to the root of it now, I'm not gonna be able to stop thinking about it. Come on. I'll even buy you a drink if you let me ask you a couple questions. Good boy, good boy, good boy. Sorry, I did that by instinct, but I don't think you mind, do you? You're quite cute when you blush. Has anyone told you that? No. I see. Well, I guess the perfect first question would be, are you single? Yes. I see. I see. Tell me. How old are Don't be shy. I won't judge you. But you look quite young, to be honest. I see. I see. No. We're not too different in age, are we? Tell me, are you by any chance straight, gay, bi, anything in between? I see. And do you find me cute? Do you find me sexy? Good boy, good boy, good boy. What? Are you nervous? God, you're so cute. You know, I was lying before when I said that I knew you from somewhere. I just wanted to talk to you. But I thought you seemed cute. Glad it worked though. But do you mind that I lied to you? No. Good boy, good boy. That'll have you know I'm quite toxic. You know, my dress isn't red for no reason. My friends say that I'm a bit of a walking red flag. Seems like you're into that, though. So I don't think you mind. They do say that crazy girls are the most fun. Wouldn't you agree? Although, speaking of fun, some might say that my way of fun is a bit peculiar. Continuing with my questions, would you call yourself dominant or submissive? Not to me, you seem very, very submissive. The type of guy that would bark if I told him dark. The type that would kneel for me. Sorry. There is one thing that I want to say, and it's making me distracted. What I want to get to is, have you heard of pegging? Yes. I don't know. Judging by the fact that you aren't running away, is it okay for me to assume that you like it? Oh, you've never tried it before. I see. Well, everyone has to have their first time, right? Although, I do have to warn you, pegging can be quite addictive. I mean, it's very well known that once you get pegged, you don't really see the world the same way again. You're kind of broken, some might say. Changed permanently. But I think that change will be good for you. I mean, just from this little talk, I think it could make you so much cuter. What do you say? I promise to be gentle. You like it? Okay then. In that case, why don't you come over to my place? We can chat a bit more. Maybe put on a movie. I can invite you to eat. I promised. Although, your meal may be a little bit bigger than you bargained for. Don't worry. I'm sure you'll love it. That blush. I'm glad I talked to you. But it seems that you and I are going to have a lot of fun together. Now come here, sweet cheeks. Now we have a long night ahead of us.